Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage.
A lot of love, but not much marriage. Not in the traditional sense, according to the CSO figures released today. And it shows the gap between the church marriage, the traditional Catholic marriage that we are all used to, and civil ceremonies narrowing even more. So our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into this, digging into the figures. What do they tell us, Josh?
Well, Karen, look, in total, if you look at last year, there were 20,348 marriages registered in Ireland. And out of those, 19,680 were opposite-sex marriages. Then for same-sex couples, there were 325 male couples, 343 female weddings. But to look at the church versus civil ceremony stats, the gap really is getting smaller and narrowing there, as you said. So 6,425 couples got married in a Catholic church. And just right behind that, there were 6,392 couples opting for the civil ceremony celebration. And look, listeners will see that even among their own circles, with the invites coming through the post, everything will be taking place in the one location, and especially if it's abroad.
All right, so that's what the figures show us. The destination weddings tend to be more civil, for sure. Did you speak with any priests to hear their views on the decline?
I did, look, and really it is a decline. So every year, there's only a difference of 33 weddings now between Catholic and civil ceremonies. But to speak with someone who has married many couples down to the 42 years he's been a priest, I took a visit to Thomas Street in Dublin, where I met with Father Iggy O'Donovan. Now, it has to be said, look, Father Iggy was very honest, and he believes this figure is surprisingly high. I started off by asking him about the couples who really want to get married in a Catholic church, and if they're not just doing it for family reasons.
Well, for one thing, I suppose it offers them a template, something to follow. It makes it quite simple to follow the Catholic Mass, even if you're a non-Mass goer or an unbeliever even. But you're a cultural Catholic, which many of us are. And aesthetically, many churches, they're very good for photographs. They're a nice setting, much nicer setting very often than the civil offices and so forth. So then others, they genuinely would be committed Catholics. And some would do it, as you said, to please granny and so forth, because, you know, the family always got married in church, and my God, will they go along with it without any particular personal commitment.
And with these figures out today now, why do you think we are seeing such a decline in the traditional Catholic weddings and in an increase in the civil ceremonies?
My answer might surprise you a little. My surprise is that it's as high as it is. It's more than 30%, I think. 32%, I think, is the number of marriages, the percentage of marriages in church. Of that 32%, I'd say possibly 10% might be churchgoers. So that in fact, 32 is actually high and healthy. The church in its traditional form, is dead, well, certainly dying.
So these figures don't surprise you in the slightest?
Not in the slightest. If anything, they're on the high side. In fact, I think the bishops would be delighted if they thought they had 32% in their grasp. They haven't.
And when there are so many different options out there now for couples, like, would there still be a belief in the Catholic Church that doing a civil ceremony is not a true spirit of unity, or it's not a true sense of coming together in marriage?
There will be some of that, always some of that. But the fact a young couple coming together, whatever their motivation, be it religious, civil, secular, atheistic, agnostic, whatever it is, if they're doing it in goodwill to live as a happy couple together, I wish them well, and I have no problem with it. Indeed, there were a fair few marriages in the past, and maid marriages and matched marriages and whatnot, which were anything but healthy. And many of these younger people, in fact, are far healthier in the choices they're making, and I'm happy with that.
All right, so that's what Iggy O'Donovan has to say. What else did the CSO figures tell us?
I did. So look, if you look at the stats released there today from the CSO, there's plenty of revealing data there. So the average age for a groom is now 37, while for a bride is 35. So the age is definitely going up there as the years go by as well. But then something that probably won't come as a surprise for many, the most popular day of the week to get married is a Friday, while a Sunday is the least popular, with only 715 weddings taking place on a Sunday. So it looks like that COVID backlog that we had has eased. Sure, at one stage people were going to weddings every day of the week, and they could be going to a wedding on a Friday, a Saturday and a Sunday. But to hear from someone outside the Catholic Church, to hear their perspective on this, I met with Karen Dempsey, who's the director of Entheos Ireland. Now, Entheos Ireland is a non-denominational organisation that tries to cater for all, and Karen says they would try and facilitate any request.
Well, the main thing we provide that the church cannot is ceremonies for people who are in LGBTQ plus relationships. LGBTQ plus families in particular, and anybody that finds themselves outside the traditional faith path. survivors of institutional abuse or other people, you know, people who cannot have their ceremony within the Catholic Church because they are actively marginalised from that. And also for an awful lot of families in Ireland in particular who are really wanting to step into that space of creating and cultivating their own understanding of their own spirituality. So they're simple ceremonies, they're beautiful ceremonies, and they're very much crafted with the couple and the family in mind at the heart of it.
And the figures out today show that there are 6,392 civil marriages. But would you say the true figure is actually higher again of marriages outside the Catholic Church?
Well, I think it's interesting. The language is interesting because civil marriages, in my understanding, would be marriages held in a registry office, where sometimes it's used to refer to marriages that are just held outside of a traditional church. So yeah, we have all kinds of ceremonies. What's noticeable as well is that there is a polarity in the way the Register of Solemnisers operates, in that it is religious or secular. Now, Entheos as a solemnising body falls in the middle ground, where we are classified as religious, but we are absolutely not what people might understand as a traditional religious organisation. We are absolutely non-denominational, and we can include people who have a faith or have absolutely no faith. So that does kind of skew the understanding of what's happening, because the middle ground isn't really, it's counted as religious in inverted commas, but it's not Catholic Church. Okay. So it's trying to break it down for the number crunchers, I imagine, is a bit of a tricky bit. Our organisation is overtly based in allyship. So an awful lot of our couples, whether they're same-sex or opposite-sex couples, they are allies. They are coming to us because they see us as a progressive organisation, because they see us as an inclusive organisation. And that's all kinds of inclusivity. We have Irish Sign Language interpreters as celebrants. We have autistic celebrants. We have disabled celebrants. We have celebrants of various languages. So we're really trying to provide a celebrant who can honour any family in Ireland who wants to come and have a ceremony with us.
All right. So that's what Karen Dempsey has to say. What about the couples themselves, Josh? Why are they opting for civil ceremonies in greater numbers?
Yeah, Karen. So look, it really is a mixture of reasons as to why. Like, for some, that they're same-sex couples. For others, they want a more personal affair, throw in their own songs. But as I was saying earlier, the sun destination weddings tend to be the one spot down to they want to buy the beach. It's all about the photo album. But there are multiple reasons. Look, I got speaking to a few couples earlier, and also a mother and daughter, about the changing trends for them. And firstly, in this clip, we'll hear from Jenny and Tony, who got married 21 years ago in a church in Dublin. But I asked them, would they change this now if they were to do it all over again? But first I said, why was the church wedding important to them at the time?
Because that's where my parents got married and my mother grew up. So from that respect, it was nice, it was traditional.
Yeah, we knew the priest as well.
So there was that kind of family link. And with so many different options now as well, you can have it in the hotel, you can have it in a garden. Looking back now, would you change it or would you do anything differently?
Oh yeah, I would change it. Yeah, definitely. I love the vibe now. That's more relaxed kind of a wedding. So a civil ceremony, I love when you see the bride and groom walking down the street and going to a restaurant with about 20 or 30 people at the wedding ceremony, and then that's it. Wedding budgets are huge now, and so I just think spend the money on preparing for your future life, and it's not just a one-day event.
So I'm Stephen, I'm with Kira, my partner, and my two kids, Fia and Lorgan.
You haven't got on your knee just yet?
Not just yet, no. But we'll get there. We'll get there. It's on the agenda.
The pressure's on.
You've just put the pressure on me now. So.
And tell me, when the day does come, would it be in a church or would you do the civil ceremony?
In a church.
Why is that, or why would that be special to you?
Just tradition. We just sort of stick to our tradition. So.
Your parents did it that way? The same way?
Grandparents did it. So, yeah, just keep it going.
I'm Bernie from Leixlip.
Carol.
Bernie and Carol, mother and daughter?
Yes.
Yeah.
And when it comes to weddings now, did you try to not differently yourselves?
I did church, but Carol did spiritual.
And Carol, why did you opt for the spiritual wedding? What was it about it?
We wanted to be able to include music that was very special to us and that wouldn't have been allowed in a church. Certain things we wanted to include, and readings, things we wanted to say about each other and our family, that just there isn't that slot in a church. Neither of us are very religious anyway, and that seemed to fit the bill more.
And mother of the bride, looking at your daughter's wedding compared to your own, or the many dozens of weddings you've been to over the years?
I preferred hers. And I was at a wedding last week. It was a spiritual wedding. And we're going to one in August. That's a spiritual wedding as well. So everyone seems to be doing it now.
Looking back, happiest day of your life?
Happiest day. I just got a ring clean today.
It's illegal.
8 years on, whatever, yeah.
So say those happy couples. Speaking to our own Josh Crosby. Josh, thank you very much. Jim says, don't forget to mention spiritual ceremonies. With these, you can have prayers and Bible readings and hymns, or absolutely none of the above. A great alternative for those who are not holy enough for church. So says Jim. Somebody else says, I've been at 3 civil ceremonies in the past 3 years, and the celebrant at all said 50% of their ceremonies are outside of the church. And people remarrying, says somebody else, cannot get married in a church. So even if one party has previously been married, they have to go the civil route. Maybe that has something to do with the figures rising. And Peter in Galway says, myself and my wife had a civil ceremony and it was fantastic. It was handy to have everything in the one hotel. Everyone was more relaxed and it starts a bit later since there's no moving around. We're not religious, so I don't believe I should get married in a church. To me, it would have been disrespectful to the church to use them for that. Peter, thank you for the text as well.